USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What could become what forecasters call a bomb cyclone is heading up the East Coast. It is hitting a lot of northeast cities with heavy snow and very high winds, but it is really going to pelt the New England area, especially southeastern Massachusetts. Last night in Boston, people were having some fun because they know they're going to be snowed in.
I remember the storm in 2015, and it was wild, so we stocked up on groceries, made a reservation, and we're out tonight to kind of get it over with before the storm hit.
And it's good that she got it out of her system, because the order today from Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker:
stay off the roads.
One forecaster telling USA Radio News that he would best describe what this is going to be like off the Massachusetts coast as a hurricane blizzard. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he is cautiously optimistic that the overall COVID-19 trend is starting to come down across the U.S. Though while the Omicron variant surge seems to be subsiding, there's a new variant on the scene. And USA Radio's Tim Berg spoke with a medical expert about it.
It's officially called Omicron BA.2. And this week, cases were detected in California, Texas, and Washington. As far as how these new variants are detected, Dr. Diane Hess tells USA Radio News.
Frequently, probably less than 20% of all COVID tests have variant testing done. Those are tests that are done in the state health department level usually. Even physicians who are treating patients, like critical care patients in the hospital, they don't know what variant their patients have. Usually, if you find out the variant, it'll probably be weeks later because it's just not a test that's done commonly and it's not done in the hospital often.
I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Millions of COVID tests are said to be on their way to households across the nation. The White House says 60 million households have used the government's new website already to order these free rapid tests. COVIDtests.gov, launching a few days ago, it allows a household to order up to 4 tests. They'll be shipped within 7 to 12 days after the order has been placed. And the administration's plan calls for 1 billion such tests to be distributed free of charge. President Biden is planning to deploy U.S. troops to Eastern Europe, making the announcement late yesterday while speaking to reporters at Joint Base Andrews. He says it won't be a lot of soldiers, but it will happen, quote, in the near term. The remarks coming after the Department of Defense did announce earlier this week that 8,500 military members are on standby as Russian forces are still surrounding Ukraine's border for a possible invasion. On Thursday, the Pentagon called that invasion possibly imminent. And Tiger King Joe Exotic is getting 1 year knocked off his prison sentence. The former Oklahoma zookeeper had his 22-year prison sentence reduced to 21. As his lawyer says, he's disappointed with that Friday resentencing, saying this is not over yet. His attorney says he was hoping Exotic would be released altogether after an appeals court ruled his sentence was incorrectly calculated. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.